Johnson Rapids, Owen McElfetrick clubbing out a grand slam in that ball game, and they dropped the second 6-3. What will today have in store? We can only wait and see. Starting pitchers and lineups coming up next following the national anthem right here on your home for Rafter Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is the safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress? Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right, the environment is always the best excuse. So go ahead, ask your bae to dim all the lights because carbon emissions. Tell your dad-bodded dad to eat more plants, for the planet, obviously. Kindly tell the kids to stop asking for a new phone. I mean, e-waste, right? Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. A public service announcement brought to you by WildAid.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything, helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people, a neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Don't drag yourself out in the cold to make your family a healthy breakfast. Recover and call El Cafe and order a family-style breakfast to go. Scrambled eggs, ham, bacon, or sausage. Toaster pancakes with hash browns, and all of this is $8 a person. Call El Cafe at 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Better begins with the way we treat each other. the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Maddox Thornton out on the rubber. It's time to rock and ride here at Witter Field. Andy Ockham, Rafters Radio on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. WFHR ready for a doubleheader here today against the Wausau Woodchucks. Behind Thornton, it'll be Walker Buchanan in left field, Aiden Teal in center, and Jorge Degatti in right. On the infield, Grayson Schaefer at third, and Trotter Boston on the left side of the infield at short. Mason Onati will play second, and Chris Arroyo his first game on the infield as a Rafter at first base. First pitch from Maddox Thornton to Isaac Webb to begin this ball game. This is outside for ball one. Thornton on the mound, as mentioned. Jack Matthew will do the catching here in game one. The 1-0 pitch, Webb rolls this one over on the ground in the hole to short, backhanded by Boston. The throw to first is dug out by Arroyo in time. The doubleheader starts off with a 6-3 putout of Isaac Webb. Along with Webb, Eddie and Espinal, the switch-hitting second baseman in the two-hole, will step into the box now. Left-handed bats in slots 3 through 6, that's Max Galvin in right, Colin Brigham at first, Austin Deering, the designated hitter, and Samuel Fisher, the third baseman. Logan Kresge out of the seventh spot will catch. Christian Smith-Johnson hitting eight will play center field. And rounding out the bunch is the shortstop in the nine hole, Jake Berklin. It'll be Espinal. Started in the Sunday game against Wisconsin Rapids in the home and home this past week. He came in as a substitution off the bench at the dish in that two-run top of the ninth inning where the Woodchucks drew a bunch of walks and scored the game's two winning runs. Count 1-1 on the Florida native Espinal. The switch hitting, lone switch hitter in the lineup in this ballgame. 1-1 pitch, painting the outer black is Thornton. That one's called a strike. Crew chief calling the balls and strikes today is Anthony Atkinson. Down the first baseline is Jordan Alfonso. Hudson Boucher down the third baseline. For Thornton, he's making his eighth appearance of the season and his second start. The 1-2 misses down to the dirt. Count evens 2-2. His first start came here at home against Green Bay in the 10-6 win on July 6th. Went four innings, allowed four hits, three runs, all of which were earned. He did not walk one, and he struck out four, facing 17 rocker hitters that night here in Wisconsin Rapids. The 2-2 to Espinal, laced foul onto the concourse down the third baseline. It'll be Grant Siegel on the mound for Wausau when we get into the home half of the first. We'll then go through the 1-9 in the Rapids order per usual. Espinal playing in his sixth game of the summer. 2-2 pitch, rolled over on the ground, left side of the infield to third. Deep in the hole, Schaefer, his throw to first, gets under the glove of Chris Arroyo. Espinal will jog into second. That should go down as an infield single. It was a weakly hit ball off the end of Espinal's bat. Schaefer did field in the hole. It'll go down as a base hit, a runner on second here in this home half, top half of the first inning. Sun is a-shining. It is a beautiful day for baseball. Got plenty of youngsters here in the yard. Back-to-back Thursdays with a matinee start here at Witter Field. Last Thursday, the 4th of July, hard to believe that was already a week ago. 1-05 first pitch in a 12-4 win over the Madison Mallards. We have a Thursday game here, and then we're back here next week, 6:35, on another Thursday, three straight Thursday games in July, also against these Wausau Woodchucks. Max Galvin into the left-handed batter's box. First pitch from Thornton, misses low. Galvin, the Coral Gables, Florida native from Oklahoma State University. Uniform matchup today, the Rafters in their home whites with black bottoms and their alternate black caps. Wausau going the all-gray look, their gray uniform tops having the blue sleeves. The 1-0 pitch, this one rolled over on the ground, sharply hit on the right side. Onati will field and throw to first in time. Advancing to third on the 4-3 putout is Eddie and Espinal. Colin Brigham saw Rafter pitching pretty well in the home-and-home series. This is now his sixth game with the team as well, joining for the second-half push. Six hits in his first 21 at-bats with the club, a .286 hitter. Has collected a hit in every game that he's played in so far. Last time he played was 3 days ago here at Wisconsin Rapids in the 4-2, and he went 1-for-5. Clubbed out his second home run of the season in the 20-3 win against Rapids on Sunday. First pitch to Brigham, swinging away, pops this one up in the air, left field. Buchanan giving chase into the foul line. That's out of his reach, though. It'll drop in foul territory. Count begins 0-1 on the Woodchuck cleanup hitter. Always great to be back here at Winter Field. This is game two, not only of this homestand, but of this five-game stretch. Obviously, this being a doubleheader, we saw Green Bay come into town last night, two with Wausau here today, and then Friday, Saturday night, 6:35 beginnings against the Lakeshore Chinooks, the second and final time Lakeshore will come to Winter Field this summer. Thornton set third base side of the rubber, the 0-1. This one shot on the ground, left side. That's going to get through into left field for a base hit. Espinal in to score. It's an RBI single for Colin Brigham, his ninth run driven in on the campaign thus far, and a very short sampling for the Woodchuck first baseman. Austin Deering, another newer addition to this club, the FIU product, playing in just his fourth game with the team this summer. Also has been out of the lineup since that Sunday matinee victory over Rapids. First pitch to the left-handed hitting Deering. This is low and inside. Deering, two hits and 11 at-bats so far. A slower start for him, but he's got plenty of pop from the left side. Drove in two runs in that 17-run victory. 1-0 pitch, a fastball missing downstairs. Thornton down to the count 2-0. On deck is Samuel Fisher, Logan Kresge to follow. Two hits and already a run pushed across here for Wausau on the top of the first. 2-0 pitch, missing outside. Game 42 on the season for Wisconsin Rapids. Answer tonight, 20 wins and 21 losses overall, and through eight games in the second half, they are 5-3. 3-0 count. This one, a fastball grooved in there perfectly by Thornton. It's now 3-1. Looking at the second half records, Wausau entering today 5-1. Tied for first with the 6-2 Madison Mallards. 3-1 pitch rolled over on the ground of first base. Lightly tapped, Chris Arroyo gloves, and will take it to the back himself to retire the side. The Woodchucks leave on, but they push one across. Two hits in this inning. It's an RBI single with two down from Colin Brigham. 1-0 Woodchucks will introduce the Rafters 1-9 against the starting right-hander Grant Siegel when we return for the home half of the first inning right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future in a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swiftwater Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR all summer long, or check us out on the Civic Media app.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we? What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Mason Onati leading us off here on this beautiful Thursday afternoon in Wisconsin Rapids. 1-0 the score, Woodchucks leading the Rafters in this doubleheader. First pitch swinging, Onati hits this one in the air to left field. But flagging that one down as Isaac Webb. One pitch, one out for the right-handed Grant Siegel in this ball game. Onati leading things off at second base. Jorge Degatti stepping into the right-handed batter's box now will be in right field. Chris Arroyo out of the three spot will play first base. Cleaning things up is Jack Matthew, the catcher. 5-6-7 is Grayson Schaefer at third, Aiden Teal in center, and Walker Buchanan in left. 8-9 spots being the DH, Landon Gaz, and the shortstop, Trotter Boston. Righty-on-righty battle, Siegel, first base side of the rubber, the first pitch to Degatti, catches the inside corner for a called strike. Grant Siegel, a 1.8 ERA and a 1.07 whip in 30 innings pitched so far this summer, 30 outings, and a 2-1 record. Last through 7 innings of one-run ball in the first game of the second half for Wausau at Green Bay on July 3rd. A 1 fastball, missing outside, count evens 1-1 on Degatti. Defensively for Wausau, it's Webb in left field, Christian Smith-Johnson in center, and Max Galvin in right. Samuel Fisher is at third, Jake Berkland at short, Eddie Espinal at second, and Colin Brigham at first. The 1-1 tapped foul by Degatti, it's now 1-2. Logan Kresge calling the game behind home plate tonight for Siegel. The afternoon contest, those 7 innings for Siegel to begin the second half of the campaign, his longest outing to date so far in the Northwoods League summer. A ball and 2 strikes, Siegel comes set. 9 on the pitch clock, the 1-2. Breaking ball, shot the other way, that is fair down the first baseline. Be a 1-out single for Jorge Degatti. The Rafters trying to get something brewing here in the home half of the first. Look at Degatti last night out of the 6th spot. He had 3 hits. Already started today off on a strong note. Chris Arroyo's had consecutive games with extra base hits. He saw a rocker pitching really well in the home-and-home series this week. Yesterday, he scored twice, reached 3 times. That coming off a 7-pitch walk in the first, in which he later scored. Hit by a pitch in the second, and he scored in the 6th after collecting an RBI double. He had 2 extra base knocks in Green Bay on Tuesday. First pitch to Arroyo. This one is lined foul and out of the concourse near the concession stand down the third base side. Arroyo's first home run with Wisconsin Rapids came Tuesday night in Ashwaubenon, a 2-run jack to make it 5-0 Rafters in the top of the 4th. Also collected a double and scored in the 7th inning of that 5-run effort. The 0-1 misses outside. Count evens at a ball and a strike on the University of Virginia product. Same hometown as Max Galvin, both Coral Springs, Florida. Should say, one is Coral Gables. Yep, Coral Gables, Coral Springs, they're both from Florida at the end of the day. Same thing, 1-1 pitch, driven in the air, right field. Max Galvin's not going to be able to get this one. It's going to roll all the way to the wall. They get 3 straight games with an extra base hit for Chris Arroyo. Stopping at third is Jorge Degatti. The Rafters have 2 ducks on the pond with 1 down here in the home half of the 1st inning. Jack Matthew a chance to drive in a couple of runs and give the Rafters the lead. Got our yard card picks up here in the Witterfield Press Box. Get it times 2 here today. I'm still shut out on the season. I got Aiden Teal after he homered yesterday. Abby Look taking Jack Matthew, Griffin Furcus, Chris Arroyo, Dawson Wolf going with Landon Gaz, Cullen Kapoor to the left of me taking Grayson Schaefer, and Joe Diedrich, our PA voice here at Witterfield, going with Trotter Boston in the shortstop here this afternoon. First pitch to Jack Matthew, breaking ball from Siegel, fouled off. Matthew yesterday, 1-for-5. His lone hit was a part of that barrage in the 6th frame. An RBI single, and he later scored. He's gotten off to a scorching hot start here in the second half and enters today with a .320 average on the season. The 0-1 delivery. This one misses high for ball 1. Schaefer on deck, Teal to follow. Each team with 2 hits thus far, Wausau collecting a run in the top of the frame. The 1-1 pitch. This one in on the hands. Matthew fouls it right off his foot. He's in the hole here at 1-2. Grant Siegel has started against the Rafters before in this season. The former Kenosha Kingfish threw in the day cap of that 15-3 Rafters win 3 weeks ago. Went five innings, allowed eight hits, four runs, three of which were earned. He faced 25 hitters, did not walk a rafter, and struck out four. The 1-2. This one misses high. Matthews evened the count. For Siegel on the season, he's allowed six earned runs. Half of those came in that one start against the Rafters. Wisconsin Rapids looking to jump on the righty again. Since that start against the Rafters, 12 innings pitched, one earned run allowed. 2-2, slow roller on the ground to first. It'll be Brigham into glove, and it's a foot race to the first base bag. The flip to Siegel covering the bag is in time. Matthew out at first, second out of the frame, but it brings in a run. We are tied at one apiece. Score down as a 3-1 put out, and Arroyo advances to third. Grayson Schaefer, not in the card last night, getting a night off here at home. Available Rafters off the bench today. A couple catchers, Gabe Casso and Cashel Duggar. Want to go up and down the list as well. No Owen McElfatrick, no Max McGuire, no Kyler McIntosh, and no Tracer Lopez. Righty on righty battle. Siegel set the first pitch to Schaefer. This is low and away. Each team with a run on two hits, and each team flawless so far in the very early going defensively. Rafters have sent five to the dish now in this home half of the first. The 1-0 delivery rolled foul down the third baseline. Great to see all the youth here in the crowd today. A good mix. Couldn't ask for a better day. It is warm. Currently sitting 79 degrees here in Rapids. A long day of baseball here at Witter Field. 1-1 pitch, breaking ball fouled back by Schaefer. He's in the hole now at 1-2. There were two scheduled doubleheaders this season, that being 3 weeks ago today in Wausau and on this very day right now. Rafters do have another doubleheader on the slate. It wasn't intentional, that being 2 weeks from now in Lakeshore right after the All-Star break. Moonlight Grandfield will see the makeup game from Monday, June 3rd, as well as the regularly scheduled game against the Chinooks as the 1-2 pitch misses up top. Count evens 2-2. Rafters will take this doubleheader as well, knowing they got a night game here at home tomorrow. No travel needed. Report time might be a little later than normal for the players. The 2-2 breaking ball fouled off the end of the bat by Schaefer. And that's the thing that these guys are always asked, and obviously the staff here is asked as well, myself included. Doubleheaders are pretty common on the college side of things, especially at the Division III, NAIA, junior college levels. It's different, though, when you have a regular schedule of playing a game practically every day with a doubleheader thrown on top of it as the 2-2 fouled away down the first baseline. Good fight here from Grayson Schaefer in his first plate appearance of the ballgame. It's not like tomorrow's an off day or they're nearing the end of the season. It's you get up tomorrow and you go right back to work like you did the day prior. 42 games in the books after this afternoon one, 70 total on the season. The next 2-2 to Schaefer. This one shot in the air center field that sends Smith-Johnson back at the wall, and it's gone. Grayson Schaefer leaves the yard, his fourth home run of the season, and the Rafters have a 3-1 lead here in the bottom of the first. He's homered twice against the Woodchucks now in the campaign. Schaefer over and out. And a 2-run lead for the Rafters. It'll be Aiden Teal now to face Siegel. 398 feet, 103 miles per hour off the bat of Schaefer. First pitch to Teal, swung on and missed. Unfortunately for me, that was not my pick, and I wanted Colin Kapoor to go before me because I was between Aiden Teal and Grayson Schaefer. I said, you go first. He said, no. And I was like, all right, I'll take Teal. As the 0-1 misses low, count evens 1-1. That's all right, Aiden. Been swinging a good bat as of late. He homered last night against Green Bay. Also homered against the Rockers a week prior as a 340 average through nearly a dozen games entering today. The 1-1. This one driven in the air. Deep right field. Galvin back at the wall is off the fence. Teal hits the first base bag. He's motoring for second. The throw in from Galvin is in time. Teal thrown out at second. It is a long single, and that will end the inning. The Raptors send six to the plate and score three times. Grayson Schaefer's fourth home run of the season gives them a 3-1 lead. Through three innings of play right here at Witter Field, on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Let's scream! For Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
Did you know that our Pet of the Week show on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR has helped over 100 animals find forever homes by connecting with listeners? This is only made possible due to businesses like Johnson's & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Thanks to businesses like these, we hope to help 100 more. Listen to 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR Pet of the Week Thursdays at 9 AM and find that special friend you've been looking for, or learn how you can help with current needs.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Top two here in Rapids, Wisconsin Rapids, leading the Wausau Woodchucks 3-1 in game one of this doubleheader. Andy Ockermere, voice of the Raptors, back here on WFHR. A first pitch from Maddox Thornton to the left-handed hitting Samuel Fisher is called a strike. A run on two hits and no errors for Wausau, three runs on four hits, and no errors for your Raptors early this afternoon. The 0-1 pitch from the right-hander hit on the ground over to second base. Mason Onati gloves and throws to first in time. First out of the inning taken care of for Thornton. A run in the top of the first for the Woodchucks came on a two-out RBI base hit the other way from Colin Brigham. But how about those Raptors in the home half of the first inning? Seeing an RBI ground out from Jack Mathey after Jorge Degatti and Chris Arroyo out of the 2-3 spots each collected hits to put runners on second and third. After the Mathey ground out, it was Grayson Schaefer, nearly a 400-foot homer, leaving the yard for the fourth time this season and making it 3-1. First pitch to Logan Kresge, the catcher, hitting from the right side for Wausau, dribbled on the ground, foul down the first baseline. Kresge from Wichita State University, now playing in his 14th game with the team this summer. Last went 0-2 against Fond du Lac in the 4-1 loss on July 6th. The 0-1 pitch misses high to Kresge, count evens 1-1. On deck is the center fielder Christian Smith-Johnson. Jake Berkland will follow. Bottom third of the Woodchuck order for the first time in this ballgame. Thornton set the 1-1. This one lined foul as well right near the Woodchuck dugout down the first base line. For the Raptors, when we get to the bottom of this second inning, it will be the 7-8-9 spots. Walker Buchanan, Landon Gaz, and Trotter Boston. Wisconsin Rapids coming off an 8-run showing here at home and a 5-run victory, sweeping the home and home with the Green Bay Rockers an evening ago. These Rats looking for a second-half divisional title to clinch a spot in the playoffs. 1-2, chop back on the ground, to the hill. Maddox Thornton will field, jog off the mound, an underhand flip to Chris Arroyo at first base in time. Two up, two down here for Thornton in the top of the second inning, and it'll be Christian Smith Johnson. The Texas A&M Corpus Christi battle here. Smith Johnson and Thornton college teammates. North Richland Hills, Texas native is Smith Johnson. Playing in his 27th game of the season, he enters today as a 224 hitter. First pitch from Thornton to Smith Johnson misses high for ball one. 17 hits and 76 at bat. Smith Johnson, an OPS just north of 600 at 605. The 1-0. Swing and a miss on a fastball. Count evens 1-1. Smith Johnson's last start came in also, like Kresge, in that July 6th game against Fondi. Went 0-3 with a punch out. The 1-1. This one driven in the air, shallow left field. Walker Buchanan coming in on it to make the grab and retire the side. It is a 1-2-3 top of the second inning for Maddox Thornton. Rafters hold the lead. 3-1 the score here as we head to the home half of the second on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
At Uline, they know firsthand the road to success is an uphill climb. Uline started in the family basement and through hard work is now North America's most trusted shipping and industrial supplier. They get what it means to have the support of reliable, hardworking partners. So they keep 41,000 items ready to ship. Whether your company is still in a basement office or expanding cross-country, Uline will be there on your road to success. Visit Uline.com.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now.
800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom two here in Wisconsin Rapids, 7-8-9 to the Rafters against Grant Siegel of the Wausau Woodchucks. First pitch to Walker Buchanan, big cut and a miss from the UVA product. Count begins 0-1. 3-1 the score, Rafters ahead. Andy Yockum back with you here in the Winterfield Press Box on WFHR. Buchanan back in the lineup after having a handful of days off in left field here this afternoon. The 0-1, Walker taps this one right out in front of the hill, a swinging bunt. Kresge, the catcher, running out from behind his post, calling off Siegel, fields, and fires to first in time. It's a 2-3 putout to retire Buchanan to begin this bottom of the second inning. How about Landon Gaz, the UC Irvine Anteater, getting into the lineup here today for Wisconsin Rapids, the bottom third, featuring guys who have been fluctuated in and out of the lineup a lot here in the second half, that being Buchanan, Gaz, and Boston, who's in the on-deck circle. Gaz last had a pinch-hit appearance at Wausau in the 20-3 loss on Sunday. First pitch from the righty, Siegel misses outside. Gaz had two plate appearances overall. He drew a walk and recorded an out. His last start here at home against Green Bay on that 10-6 win on July 6th went 1-for-4 and collected a double. The 1-0. This one shot on the ground over to short. Jake Berkland ranging to his left. Gloves gathers and throws to first in time. Two quick outs on the ground here for Grant Siegel in the second. Siegel now 27 pitches in an inning and two-thirds. I want to talk about efficiency. Maddox Thornton did give up a run in the top of the first for Wisconsin Rapids, but working a 1-2-3 second, has thrown 26 pitches in his two innings on the hill. Has yet to walk or strike out a Woodchuck batter. Trotter Boston getting the nod at short today. It's where he was on opening day here for the Raptors against the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders at Hare Baker Field. Count begins 0-1 as Trotter swings right through the first pitch. Boston playing in his 35th game of the season. He last started at Green Bay, went 1-for-5 with a run scored on July 9th. The 0-1. That one catches the outside corner. Count quickly 0-2 here on the 9-hole hitter in Kirk Schreider's order. Boston, one of four left-handed bats for the Raptors here today. It's Onati who's in the on-deck circle. Chris Arroyo out of the three spot. And Aiden Teal. Two-run homer for Grayson Schaefer an inning ago, being the difference maker thus far. The 0-2. This one misses out in the right-handed batter's box. Boston not chasing. Count now 1-2. Boston on the season, 31 hits in 124 at-bats, 7 doubles and 3 homers for the Tabor College Blue Jay. Siegel comes set, 8 on the pitch clock, the 1-2. This one driven high in the air, deep right field, Gavlin back at the track, at the wall, that is off the scoreboard. Trotter Boston, his fourth home run of the season, and it's 4-1 Rapids. The lefty comes through with a two-out jack. Second home run in as many innings for the Raptors. They are humming on all cylinders right now. To the top of the order we go. That's one way to flip the card back up with Mason Onati. 97 off the bat there to right field for Trotter Boston, 370 feet. Mason Onati, a fly out to left field back in the first inning. First pitch breaking ball from Siegel to Mason, misses inside. He hit it well, and all Galvin could do was watch it fly. The 1-0 home. This one a fastball, middle. Onati watches it go by for strike one. These Raptors just love to play at Witter Field. I don't know what it is, but they thrive off the energy. They've won 14 of their 20 games on the season here at home. It's the 1-1 from Siegel. This one shot on the ground the other way. Berglund will come into glove and will throw to first in time. It is a solo shot with two down off the bat of Trotter Boston to make it 4-1 Wisconsin Rapids through two innings of play. 9-1-2 due up for Wausau against Maddox Thornton when we return right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Having low income can mean making tough choices, choosing between paying for food or medication, or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability.
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Take the day to recover and call El Cafe and order tacos to go. Choice of chicken, beef, chorizo, topped with lettuce, cheese, and pico for only $2 a taco. Add french fries for $1. Call El Cafe 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
Do you need your home or garage cleaned? Then call Patty at Right Way Cleaning. Is your business or office kind of dirty? Call Patty at Right Way Cleaning. Whether you need cleaning daily, weekly, or seasonally, call Patty at Right Way Cleaning. Need help grocery shopping, laundry, cooking, house sitting, pet sitting? Call Patty at Right Way Cleaning. Power washing siding and decks, grass cuttings, raking leaves? Yep, that's right. Call Patty at Right Way Cleaning. Call 459-1475 anytime.
Before President Biden sat down with ABC's George Stephanopoulos, he made the call to Civic Media Network's Earl Ingram Show.
I screwed up. I made a mistake. But I learned from my father, when you get knocked down, just get back up.
From now and through the election, count on Civic Media to give you unparalleled front row access to the stories and newsmakers that matter most. Hear the complete conversation now at civicmedia.us. When you need real news and great conversation, count on us, the Civic Media Radio Network.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Rafters 4, Woodchucks 1. First pitch for Jake Birkeland here in the top of the third, swinging away and hitting a fly ball into left field, right into the glove of Walker Buchanan to begin the frame. Andy Ockham joining you back here up in the broadcast booth at historic Witter Field, your one-stop shop for all 70 Raptor games this summer on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. A run on two hits and no errors for the Wausau Woodchucks. Four runs on five hits and no errors for your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. Wisconsin Rapids, a couple of homers in each of the first two innings here in the day cap of this doubleheader. First pitch to Isaac Wegbet to the top of the Woodchuck order. It misses high. A two-run shot to break a 1-1 tie in the home half of the first from Grayson Schaefer. And a solo jack with two down in the last inning from Trotter Boston. The 1-0 misses low and outside to Webb. The count now two balls and no strikes. Webb a ground out to shortstop and Trotter Boston to begin this ballgame back in the top of the first. Thornton now retiring the last five Woodchuck batters he's faced. 2-0 pitch, trying to dot the outer third there is Maddox, but it misses outside. Rafters will bring 2-3-4 to the dish in the home half of this third inning. Degatti, Arroyo, and Jack Mathey. The 3-0. This one, middle-middle fastball. Not taking the bat off his shoulder there is Webb. It's called a strike. Had the doubleheader days Wednesday and Friday or Thursday 2 weeks ago. We have it here this week as the 3-1 tap foul by Webb count now full on the Woodchuck left fielder. Get two for the price of one here today at Witter Field. Not literally. The tickets are obviously for separate games. But in terms of us being here, we get to have double the fun. And you get to listen to us times two here today on WFHR. Thornton set the 3-2. This one fouled straight back by Webb. Good battle here with one out in the third. Isaac Webb looking to reach for the first time in this ball game. A wonderful Thursday afternoon in Wisconsin Rapids. Doesn't get much better than this here in the heart of the summer. 3-2 in on the hands. A handcuff-esque swing there from Webb, fouling it away down the first base side. Another 3-2 coming here. Raptors can hold on, stick to it, and pick up a win here in the day cap. They'd be three games above 500 in the early going of the second half. Technically, we're a quarter of the way through the second half after today's afternoon contest. 3-2 ripped down the left field line. That's a fair ball. Buchanan giving chase out in front of the wall. Webb hitting the bag at first. He'll get into second standing. It's a one-out double for the leadoff man in the Woodchuck order here in the third. Raptor fans, plenty of more second-half action to come in from out of town to watch this summer, but when booking your stay, there's no better place to do so than the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. The Cobblestone also welcomes four-legged companions in your stay this summer and all year round. Big city quality, small town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. Eddie and Espinal, the switch hitting second baseman, climbs into the left-handed batter's box and the first pitch to him. And on the ground, back up the middle, taking off for third is Webb. And Trotter Boston, the shortstop, will throw it right to the third base bag. Grayson Schaefer receives and applies the tag in time. That is a heads-up play and a 6-5 fielder's choice for the second out of the inning. Espinal aboard for the second time in this contest, but it comes at a price. He'll stay on first. Seen that a lot from the Raptors shortstops this summer, whether it's Trotter Boston, Tracer Lopez, or Kyler McIntosh. The first pitch to Max Galvin, missing low. Galvin a ground out to Mason Onati at second base a couple of innings ago. He's 0-1 today. Got the left-handed stretch here, the 3-6 spots in Corey Thompson's order. 1-0 pitch, fastball shooting the knees, working middle to outer half. Is Thornton and netting the called strike to make it 1-1. Fun day to be had for all. As mentioned, a lot of youth here in the park, of the summer camps, You look out in the distance as well, the water park beyond left center field. 1-1 pitch drifted in the air, left center gap, giving Chase Buchanan out in front of the skyward sign in the gap to make the grab and retire the side. Isaac Webb has a one-out double here in this inning, but the Rafters are able to dance around the extra base hit and work through a scoreless top of the third. Three innings of one-run ball thus far for Maddox Thornton here in the day cap of this doubleheader with the Wausau Woodchucks. 4-1 the score, and as mentioned, 2-3-4. Do up when we return right here on your home for Rafter Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
When you need HVAC attention, call in the home run hitters at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They've been knocking it out of the park for more than 20 years, covering all things home comfort. Whether you need your air conditioning tuned up or replaced altogether, their Bryant experts will always do whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Need to set up an appointment? Schedule yours today at comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Attention Badger fans, the countdown to kickoff is on. Get ready for Wisconsin football this fall as single game tickets are now available with select games starting at just $35. Don't miss out on big Badger matchups including Oregon and Penn State, all on the home turf. Secure your seats today and experience the excitement and energy of Badger football at Camp Randall Stadium this season. For more information on single game tickets, call 1-800-GO-BADGERS or visit uwbadgers.com. That's uwbadgers.com.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners. Making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Bottom three here at Witter Field. It is a three-run Rafter lead in this doubleheader with the Wausau Woodchucks. 4-1 the score. Andy Ockham, your voice for Rafter baseball, right back here with you on WFHR. Jorge Degatti, Chris Arroyo, Jack Matthey. To lead off this inning against Grant Siegel, the first pitch from the Wausau right-hander misses high to Jorge for ball one. Degatti, a base hit and a run scored back in the first inning. A run on three hits and no errors for Wausau, four runs on five hits and no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. 1-0 pitch, this one shot foul on a line down the first base side. Righty, lefty, righty for the Rafters in this inning. Maddox Thornton, three innings of one-run ball. Right-hander from Texas A&M, Corpus Christi. His second start of the summer for the Rafters. Siegel set the 1-1. Breaking ball, that one's in there for a called strike. Degatti in the hole now with a two-strike count. Going to have to go after anything close here. The 1-2. Back to the breaking stuff. Degatti chasing but taps it foul right back behind home plate. Rafters, this is their biggest home stretch of the summer. They've had one other stretch where it was four consecutive days with home games. That was in the first week. Wrapping out a home-and-home with Fond du Lac to begin the season, two against Waterloo, and then one to begin a home-and-home with these Woodchucks. So the 1-2 in on the hands. Degatti pops this one in the air, foul straight back. The only difference here is there's no beginning of a home-and-home. There was the ending of a home-and-home with Green Bay last night. Doubleheader here and then Lakeshore Friday, Saturday. The team hits the road Sunday, though. Long six-plus-hour bus ride to Kalamazoo, Michigan. As the 1-2. Another one fouled away by Degatti. It's the Growlers on Sunday and Monday at Homer Stryker Field. Tuesday, Wednesday at MCCU Field against the Battle Creek Battle Jacks. Rafters have seen the Battle Jacks this year already. A couple of midweek games here at Witter Field. That was June 18th and 19th, Tuesday and Wednesday series here at home. Another 1-2 here from Siegel to Degatti. He got him swinging. Low and inside, Jorge chasing away. A long battle goes to Siegel here to begin this third inning. Rafters have yet to see Kalamazoo, though, yet on the campaign. So when we go to Homer Stryker on Sunday and Monday, that'll be the first time we see the Growlers all summer long. Kalamazoo makes their trek to Witter Field in August. Seven of those 10 August regular season games are here at home. Coming to town, two with Green Bay, two with Kalamazoo, two with Minnesota, the Mud Puppies, and then you got one part of a home-and-home with the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. First pitch breaking ball to Chris Arroyo misses downstairs for ball one. Arroyo now three straight games with an extra base hit. He doubled and scored back in the first. Seagulls 1-0. This one. This is up and away. Two balls, no strikes on the rafter, first baseman. Arroyo has made his starts so far with the team in right and left field, yet to play first base. He's listed on the roster as a first baseman, getting a shot there this afternoon. No Max McGuire in the lineup for Kirk Schreider. The 2-0 misses outside. Not competitive there from Siegel. Three balls and no strikes on Arroyo. As mentioned, the Raptors, especially in this second half, are rotating a lot on the position player side of things. This is the second time in three games where no Owen McElfatrick in the card. The 3-0. This one, a fastball taking all the way as Arroyo. It's called a strike. It seems like it's an every other game type of thing for McElfatrick, which is shocking. When he saw Siegel and the Woodchuck pitching staff back in the day cap of that doubleheader at Athletic Park 3 weeks ago, that was the grand slam off the bat of McElfatrick. As the 3-1 to Arroyo fouled straight back to the left of our press box here, it's now 3-2. When we get to the top of the fourth here at Witter Field, it'll bring up the 4-5-6 spots for Wausau. Lefty-lefty, righty, Colin Brigham, Austin Deering, and Sam Fisher. I should say that's three straight lefties to face Maddox Thornton. The 3-2 from Siegel, swing and a miss, chasing down and in as Arroyo. Two up, two down, both punch-outs here for Siegel in the third. And for the right-hander, those are his first two strikeouts collected in the ball game. 2 2/3 for Siegel so far, and he has thrown 47 pitches. For Maddox Thornton through three innings, 39 pitches for the right-hander from Bentonville, Arkansas. Righty-on-righty battle, the Copley, Ohio native awaiting the first pitch from Siegel. That fastball misses up and away for ball one. Let's see what other games are in action as part of the day cap doubleheaders here in the Northwoods League today. 4-4, bottom five at Carson Park. The Duluth Huskies making the trek to Eau Claire to take on the Express. The 1-0 to Matthew. This one shot on a line, foul down the first base side and out near the bouncy house in the Applebee's kid zone. High scoring affair in Rockford. Madison making the trip to Illinois to take on the Rockford Rivets. Mallards leading the 7-1 second half Rivets. 10-0 at Rockford Stadium in the top of inning six. The 1-1 to Maffey. Swing and a miss. Count now 1-2. Bottom six at MCCU Field. It's the two teams that the Raptors see next week in Michigan doing battle here today. The 4-4 Kalamazoo Growlers and the 3-5 Battle Creek Battlejacks. It's 3-1 Growlers through the first six innings. The 1-2. Maffey late on that one. He swings and misses. Siegel strikes out the side here in the bottom of the third inning. We are a third of the way home here in Wisconsin Rapids. It is 4-1 Raptors on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I...
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we? What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Top four here at Witter Field, Raptors 4, Woodchucks 1. Game 1 of our doubleheader here in Wisconsin Rapids on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. Andy Ockham for Raptors Radio back here in the Witter Field press box. First pitch from Maddox Thornton to Colin Brigham, misses inside for ball 1. All left-handed bats to up for Wausau this inning. Brigham, Deering, and Fisher, the 4-5-6 spots in Corey Thompson's order. The 1-0 pitch, another fastball missing downstairs for ball 2. A run on 3 hits and no errors for Wausau. 4 runs on 5 hits and no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. Raptors looking to win 3 straight after sweeping a home-and-home with Green Bay earlier this week. 2-0 breaking ball from Thornton. That one catches the inner third, and it's called a strike. Raptors, 2 long balls in the first 2 innings here this afternoon. How about a 2-run shot to left center off the bat of Grayson Schaefer, his 4th of the season and his 3rd here at Witter Field. An inning later, Trotter Boston. Solo jack over and out with 2 down in the frame, clearing the right center wall. 2-1 pitch swung on and missed by Brigham. Thornton's worked it back to even it up at 2-2. Maddox working in his 4th inning here today, just north of 40 pitches now. The 2-2. This one cranked in the air, deep right field. Forget about this one. A no-doubt solo jack for Colin Brigham. His 3rd of the early going this summer and his 2nd against Raptor pitching. It's 4-2 Wisconsin Rapids. Good way to get this top of the 4th inning started for the Chucks. The Oklahoma State Cowboy demolishing that fastball. Austin Deering into the box, the DH this afternoon for the Woodchucks, 0-for-1 with a ground out to first base back in the first inning. 390, nearly a 400-foot shot over the Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa sign on the right field wall. First pitch to Deering from Thornton, catches the outside corner for a strike. Fisher on deck, Kresge to follow. The 0-1, missing out the right-handed batter's box, count evens 1-1. Raptor fans, with the exception of this homestand, if you were unable to get your way to Rapids from out of town, that's all right. Still plenty more games to come and watch this summer. 1-1, perfectly dotted on the outer third. That fastball from Thornton makes it 1-2. The Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids have you covered this summer if you're looking to come watch the Raptors from out of town. It's the 1-2, shot on the ground over to short. Boston in and out of his glove, bobbling that off his chest. The throw to first is not in time. Deering aboard, we'll see how it's scored. Either way, Woodchucks getting something brewing here in the 4th inning. Once again, the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids offers a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. Cobblestone also welcomes four-legged companions in your stay. Bring your family pets to the Wisconsin Rapids area this summer. They're all covered at the Cobblestone. Big city quality, small-town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. First pitch to Sam Fisher, misses low from Thornton. Count begins 1-0 on the FIU product. Will go down as an E6, allowing Deering to reach. First error for Wisconsin Rapids here this afternoon. The 1-0 pitch. This one hit on a line to short. Boston snags it. The throw to first is in time. That's one way to make up for it on defense. A 6-3 double play. Trotter Boston firing a dart over to first base. 2 down here in the 4th inning. Two Two down, nobody aboard for the Woodchuck catcher, Logan Kresge. Kresge a ground out to the mound in his first at-bat against Thornton. Score at 1-3 back in the second. The first pitch to Kresge from the right-hander, Thornton misses for ball one. The left-hander from Adrian, Michigan, and Hillsdale College, Brandon Scott, now getting loose in the Rafter pen. The line could be coming to a close here for Thornton this afternoon. Rafters lead at 4-2 in the top of the fourth from historic Witter Field. 1-0 pitch. This one blooped in the air. It'll take a one-hop in front of Chris Arroyo right near the right side of the infield. Maddox Thornton having to cover first in an awkward covering. The first base umpire, Jordan Alfonso, says he did not get to the bag in time. Getting in safely is Kresge. That is the most awkward-looking infield single you will ever see. He's aboard with